There are dozens of deaf-blind people throughout Rochester waiting for funding to help them with everyday activities. WXXI's James Brown has this story as part of this week's Dialogue on Disability.
It's a Friday afternoon in the conference room of a nonprofit called the Center for Disability Rights. There's seating for 10 or 15 in the room, but there are 25 people there, including U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand.
The federal government has a responsibility to help the disability community through education.
Gillibrand sits at the head of the table as she hears stories from person after person in Rochester's disability community. People like Patty Starr, who's deaf and legally blind. It's Starr's turn to speak to Gillibrand. They're about 10 feet away from each other. Starr has some vision, but can only see up close. Via interpreter, she asks Gillibrand to come closer. The room goes silent, and Gillibrand says yes.
Hello. Hi,
my name is Patty Starr. I'm not sure if you have met before or had experience with deaf-blind people in the past. Have you had experience with deaf-blind people in the past, Senator?
No.
Never? Okay, no experience, that's fine. I'm so happy that you came here today.
Starr has an interpreter sitting to her right and one standing near her. The standing interpreter explains what's happening in the room to the sitting interpreter using American Sign Language. The sitting interpreter, who's deaf herself, explains what the standing interpreter is saying to Starr through tactile signing, typically by touching her hands. She's Starr's social support provider, or SSP. SSPs help people with degrees of hearing loss and blindness navigate their communities and do basic tasks like shopping, going to doctor's appointments, and in Starr's case, attend meetings like this one. She told Gillibrand about the need for funding to hire more SSPs.
Many deafblind are out in the area, are very frustrated without SSP services. Here at CDR has been very fortunate to have that kind of service.
Stephanie King and Brooke Erickson run the Deaf Services Department at the Center for Disability Rights. They say there are dozens of people in the area like Starr, but many of them aren't receiving SSP services. King says they can only afford 20 SSPs who work with 10 clients, and each client is limited to 20 hours per month. Clearly, the demand outweighs the supply.
If their time is, say, used up before the month is out, they just wait until the next month and then they get their next 20 hours. But for the most part, they ration their time and how they utilize their time very carefully.
The funding for the SSP program comes from a mix of government and private sources, including the Wegmans Foundation. Erickson, who's deaf, says through an interpreter that she's hoping that the state and federal governments come through with permanent funding. That way, they can hire more SSPs to boost access.
The deafblind community really wants an increase. They want an increase in those hours. If we can get it at the state level and that's successful, then there's no doubt we can move on to the federal level.
Starr says her SSP helps her escape isolation and connect with the community.
Remember that many deafblind people live in isolation. Many people don't see deafblind people generally in the community. That's a very big problem. If you had more SSP services, society would see us more out in the community.
A spokesperson for Gillibrand says she supported measures involving direct support professionals. Earlier this week, Gillibrand introduced an act that would allow patients with disabilities to maintain their direct support professional during hospital stays. James Brown, WXXI News.